Calder Storm by Janet Daly. Narrated by Julie Briskman.
Prologue. The headquarters for the Fort Worth-based conglomerate known as Maresco, sleekly modern in its glass and granite architecture, stood a modest 4 stories tall. But as owner and chairman Max Rutledge was fond of saying, Dallas could have the soaring skyscrapers. Fort Worth had the money. And the digits of his total net worth numbered in the billions. On the building's top floor, his suite of executive offices occupied one entire side of the structure. Few pieces of furniture could be found in his personal office. The minimalist approach was in keeping with the suite's contemporary decor, but its purpose was to limit the number of obstacles that the wheelchair-bound occupant had to face. Power, wealth, prestige. Rutledge had it all. No one was more aware of that than his valet and personal nurse, Harold Bennett, as he entered his employer's office without being summoned. He paused just inside the door, waiting to be noticed. But Rutledge had his back to the door, his wheelchair facing the glass-walled exterior as he sat hunched forward in it. Bennett cleared his throat rather loudly. When that failed to draw a response, he spoke. "Excuse me, sir." A faint whirr came from the motorized chair as it pivoted to face him.
"What is it?"
Rutledge glowered at him. "You didn't respond when your secretary buzzed you on the intercom. Your 10:30 appointment is waiting."
"Reschedule it. I'm busy."
Without a word, Bennett crossed to the desk and relayed the instruction, then paused to cast a worried glance at his employer. More silver grizzled the old man's hair, and the gauntness in that age.